could do. Hijack the Zoo Podcast, post show number 43. Is this Ace of Spades? This is Ace of Spades, isn't it? Let's just listen to this for a while.
This makes me want to play Tony Hawk 3.
Or you know, it's actually one of his giant face molds that sings this song. The other one does harmony.
Oh, Sarah Silverman does that same bit.
Alex and I were convinced that...
but with her vagina and her asshole.
That's true. Alex and I were convinced that this would be a great song if they just showed like sharks coming out of the water eating meat. Because it's like... it's that
breaching and eating seals.
It's that aggressive of a song.
Yeah.
Wow. I want to go home and play Rock Band now.
I didn't know this was in Rock Band, but it is. Actually saw Lemmy on TV. They were talking about greatest rock and roll metal blah blah of all time, and they credited Lemmy as Lenny from Motorhead, and I was looking for shit to throw at the TV. You fucking whores! Talking about a best of list of metal people and then getting his goddamn name wrong.
Lenny?
Lemmy!
No, but that's what they said.
They called him Lenny. Like, hey, it's Lenny. Hey, it's Lenny over there from Motorhead. What's up, Lenny?
Hey
guys, it's Lenny.
Bada bing.
Bada bing, bada whoa. Death metal, whoa, guys. You're busting my balls over here. Lenny, from the Motorheads. God damn. So, topic number one for podcast post show 43. Top 10 worst movie edits for TV. Unfortunately, this is on AskMen.com.
Wait.
What?
Big Lebowski.
Well, we'll get to that. We're going to add ours if they're not in here.
I thought I was supposed to guess.
If they're not in here, we'll add them. That has to be, because that wins. Honestly, if that's not number one, then it wins.
Yeah, that's my favorite dialogue change ever.
Also, if you hear extra stuff in the background, then we have two guests in the podcast studio. But I won't say who it is. I'll keep you guessing. The worst thing about this list being on Ask Men is Ask Men is like four pieces of text, and then like, ad, biggest ad. Ad that takes over what you're looking at, so... We'll try and get through it. Number 10 is Weird Science. I have probably only seen Weird Science on TV. So.
I think I've watched the whole thing. Is that the one with the popcorn house?
I don't know if I've ever seen it.
No, that's real genius.
Real genius. I don't know why I confuse those two all the time.
I bet
it's like Kurt Russell and Patrick Swayze. That's probably and how you wait, tell which them part is one of them's dying.
Well, yeah, which one has the cancer?
Oh.
Which?
I already forget. Okay.
Dirty Dancing gives you cancer.
Right. So it's jumping out of airplanes. It's Kurt Russell.
Right. Yes. What?
Patrick Swayze actually has a ranch next to where I grew up, and he'd be out there riding horses every once in a while.
Really?
Yep. Central Texas.
Did he work in? Did he work in the local bar?
No.
was he a bouncer?
At
the titty twister?
Oh, did they have to bring in that sheriff from Tombstone to like
bounce
him? Was that Sam?
Sam Elliott.
Yeah.
No.
God, he awesome. Like trained him. He was his
to bounce a
Padawan learner.
Yeah, he was his bounce teacher.
Can we cross any more metaphors
here? They lived in a bounce house.
And they crossed the streams.
Yeah, okay. There, the end.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in. So number 10 is Weird Science. Weird Science, for example, one of the lines, candle wax on nipples is replaced with candle wax on pimples.
Wow.
Which is not sexy.
And that's not even offensive to begin with.
No. Nipples is a bad word. But also that movie is highly more sexual when you don't see it on TV. Like there's like titties and such in that movie, isn't there? Or no, it's PG-13. I'm thinking of something else.
Yeah. You can have titties in PG-13.
Are all of John Hughes movies PG-13? Are they all?
Yeah.
Just probably. Cursing, nothing else?
They pushed it right up to the line of just
taking it
son of a
limit.
Bitch. Like, you're a son of a bitch.
Who's the guy in that movie that you always forget? The brother. Is, like, Bill Paxton or somebody? Who is it?
Yeah, it's Bill Paxton.
It's Bill Paxton?
Yeah.
Game over, man.
The one who goes in the military.
Weird Science over, man.
Shut up.
He only looks older because those other two dudes, I forget their names, but they were way young in that.
They were the right age. They were, like, 14 and 15.
Yeah.
That movie's so good. It just is. It's just great.
Yeah.
When they're in the jazz bar and he's like, meh. I had it so bad for this one eighth grade bitch. She had me crazy insane. And then all the guys are like, crazy insane? Damn. He's like 14.
I forgot that Tony Stark is in that also.
Yes, he's a thug.
Yeah.
He's a mall dickhead.
He's a part of the elite clique.
I think he bought his first cocaine with the money from that movie.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Started him on a long trail of success.
That's going to be a silly movie.
So Drew Barrymore started from E.T.? Is that like...
Yeah. No, yeah. 6 years old.
That's a movie that they're going to end up remaking. It's going to be stupid because, like, the scene where they build her, they're going to use modern technology. Yeah, they're going to use, like, modern technology, but it's going to be, like, a total, like, commercial, like...
They're going to build her on MySpace.
Yeah, but then they're going to...
Let's log into MySpace.com!
They're going to use, like, the Nokia whatever scanner, and they're going to show, you know, scanners. Whatever. I'm just saying. That'll be when they launch...
That's unbelievable.
That's when they're going to launch that. And then she's going to walk out of the HD TV. Brought to you by Samsung.
Well, you know, it was kind of like that when they made the series on USA.
Yes, I didn't
watch it. But the internet was so young that they updated it. It was only ever so slightly better, even though it was like 10 years later. The best part of that movie is when they're scaling the boobs in Vector. It's like the Star Wars arcade game, but boobs. Like, make them...
That's actually what got me wanting to make 3D.
Sure, no, yeah.
I was like, you could do that? Wow.
Vector boobs.
Planted the seed.
Oh, shit.
Number next. I can't believe... there are some of these movies that it's just a mistake to try and put them on TV. One of them was Fight Club that I saw recently. The next one is Pulp Fiction.
Man. Oh,
Pulp Fiction on TV?
Is it like 20 minutes long?
Who the hell shows
the
Pulp Fiction?
The word fuck is in Pulp Fiction 265 times.
That is a lot of overdubbing.
But it's still... They have to take out... Okay.
They have to take out entire scenes.
Violence, heavy drug use, rape, racism, heads exploding, watches in assholes. They probably have to take out Walken entirely because he's just offensive.
Yeah, probably.
He's just offensive to see.
They actually like black out his name in the credits too.
Yeah, no, yeah, Christopher Nobody. He's a ghost.
Did not appear in this movie.
Sir not appearing in this film?
Yes.
And let's see. Weird Science couldn't say nipples, but they were able to say the N-word on TV in Pulp Fiction.
So sweet. Well, SNL has done that.
That's a...
Like classic Chevy Chase.
Yeah, but no, only because Richard Pryor was there.
Yeah, I know.
They couldn't do it any
it was
other
so
time.
Awesome.
It's like he has to sign off on that.
Yeah.
If he now that he's dead...
You need approval from...
Richard Pryor.
Before you can say...
No, just Richard Pryor.
Only.
No one... He didn't change his will before he died, so no one else can do that. He had inward approval for network TV.
Wow.
HBO has like a lifetime Richard Pryor clause.
Right.
That he signed off like $100 and some cocaine one day.
Cocaine!
Set himself on fire.
I'm going to do cocaine!
My name is Dr. Roxo. Number 8.
Wait,
is...
hang on. I think I found some audio for this. I'm curious.
They've all got audio. Are you looking at the list?
Yeah, I'm just curious what Pulp Fiction sounds like.
Pulp Fiction has all of the like nickel
I'll
farmers and monkey pluckers and like
mother father what Chinese dentist.
What does Marcellus Wallace look like?
What?
What country you from?
What?
What ain't no country I ever heard of? They speak English and what?
What?
English, little sucker, do you speak? Describe what Marcellus Wallace looks like.
A terrifying black man.
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, my friend. Say what again?
My friend. And that's him. That's Sam L.
He's black.
Go on.
He's bald.
Does he look like a bitch?
What?
Oh, I can say that.
Does he look like a bitch?
Why do you want to dance with him like a bitch?
One, Brett.
Oh, screw
yes,
him.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Brett, you tried to screw
him. Tried to screw him.
Why you want to screw him, not one, Brett?
That was pretty good. That was really him, though. But that's
unusual that they actually get...
That deserved to be higher on the list because...
Tarantino probably knew what was going to happen with that one. It's like, if I'm ever going to get this on TV, I've got to record an
number
alternate audio.
Number 8 is shocking.
Number 8 is Ghostbusters. Here's why. This is why I love
what?
Ghostbusters.
What do they edit out?
The best scene...
The blowjob?
I don't even have to look at this. The best scene is when they completely reshoot the scene when they're meeting with the mayor... And he goes,
this man has no dick.
He's dickless here or something, something. And he goes, is that true? Yes, this man has no dick.
Yeah, that's classic.
They change it to, yes, this man is some kind of vermin. We're not sure which.
What?
It doesn't make any sense at all.
What?
It makes... Here, play it. It's on the list.
Oh, that confuses me so much.
Well, that wasn't such a chore, no, was it?
Deal with the problem with the fake electronic light show.
Your Honor, our system was working just fine until the power grid was turned off by Wally Wick here.
They caused an explosion.
Wally Wick instead of Dickless.
It's true, Your Honor. The man is some kind of rodent. I don't know which.
Rodent. It's just, it's nonsense. It doesn't make any
sense. It's weird because, yeah, they totally it's not like it's dubbed over. I mean, it's the actual clip.
Also, oh, you should wait, brought they, up on they actually filmed the scene for editing.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
Ghostbusters. It's a new scene entirely, yeah.
Wow.
But but it looks like they zoomed in on just them. So it looks like they...
Yeah. Like no one else is in the room when
they brought them back about maybe a year later.
Oh, they did like with the DirecTV commercials. It was like that.
Yeah, yeah.
They did it like 2 years
ago. Which, oddly enough, are really well done.
Yeah, which makes me even sadder.
Sadly well done.
Except for the really uncomfortable Poltergeist one.
Yeah.
It's still so weird.
They should instead of using that they should have used the scene where the guy's pulling his face off in the bathroom, and he's like, if I would have gotten DirecTV,
I wouldn't be doing this to myself right now.
Or like they should have gotten the scene from The Fly where he's throwing up on the donuts. And he's like, not having DirecTV makes Brundlefly sick. It's quite fascinating. Watch Heroes.
sorry.
So Ghostbusters was
this segment brought to you by Heroes.
Unfortunately.
Monday night.
Next one. This is another mistake. Is RoboCop. Is it 30 minutes shorter?
Oh my god.
I mean, is it just a different...
Wait. I want to know what the boardroom scene looks like when the robot shows up and goes haywire. Like,
Okay.
Is it about 4 seconds long?
Some of the good lines are, you're going to be one bad mother cruncher.
Wow.
Which, again, they mentioned does sound more violent than motherfucker, as a matter of fact. But other than that, they just had to have cut out entire scenes
because of the violence. You know that this movie actually was almost got a NC-17 for violence.
It should have.
Hell yeah!
The boardroom scene.
Dude, that guy turns into a hamburger.
It's mind altering.
I can only imagine.
He turns into a hamburger.
It's like they said, okay, we've got this dummy full of meat, and we've got 30 cases of bullets. Now we don't get our deposit back unless we use all the bullets.
Let's go ahead. Right here.
I can only imagine that
keep shooting.
That after they
we're out of film. Keep shooting.
Yeah, I can only imagine that after they cut him down into ground beef. That they brought in the hamburger helper guys, and then the little model guy came out. And he's like,
little hand.
Hey,
everybody.
Hey, kids. Oh god. Oh, this is horrible.
That and
isn't he the Arby's guy now?
I guess.
All you have to do is mix in my noodles now. Oh, wait, that was a person. This is wrong. You shouldn't do that. I've got to go.
It's like an Azesti Italian. Oh, God.
This is not what I signed. This is disgusting.
Oh, wait, he was Italian, so it still works.
Yay! That's a spicy meatball.
Whoa. Another complete and utter mistake should not be aired on TBS or TNT or the USA channel is Casino.
What?
There's a fuck every 6 seconds or so, it says.
That's understandable.
It ends with Joe Pesci calling Robert De Niro a stupid sucker you instead of a motherfucker, which is more appropriate than Mother Cruncher.
Oh, yeah. And then they're always like, you stupid fucking Jew and blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of
that. No, they leave Jew in, though. That's cool.
This reminds me of Mr. Show, of Callie's.
Where do you get off talking to people about me behind my back going over my head?
What people?
What people would you think I wasn't going to find out?
I don't even know what you're talking about, Nick.
No? You said I'm bringing heat on you? I got to listen to people because of your lousy heat? You're ordering me?
Lousy!
You better get your own fighting army, pal.
I didn't do anything.
Fighting army?
I didn't warn anybody. I only told Andy Stone that you had a lot of heat on you and that was a problem.
You want me to get out of my own freaking town?
Yeah, I said, let the stuff blow over for a while so I can run the casino. Anything goes wrong with the casino, it's flagged.
Did I edit this? Is this like with GarageBand?
That's awesome.
A lousy casino because I made that possible. I'm what counts out here. Let your fancy country clubs or your fancy TV show.
Fancy TV show with the heaven.
TV anyhow. You know, I get calls from back home every single day. They think you want
to... It's a different pitch altogether.
Yeah, that's great.
Because they call him up and they're like, Pesci, we need you to say these six words. Single.
What?
He's like, oh, he's half asleep. What? Single? What else? Next is Harold and Kumar go to White Castle. They take out NPH saying, forget White Castle, let's go get some pussy. And
I love you, Neil Patrick
they have
Harris.
Him saying, "Let's go get some privates."
That's almost better.
Forget White Castle. Let's go get some privates. Still, well, no, he meant soldiers. He was being true to himself.
Right, right. It's somehow, this whole thing, the first time I ever heard like redubbed lines in a movie was I was watching Stephen King's Needful Things.
Mother Father!
On, it was TBS on like a Saturday afternoon, and at one point, like some kid throws like dog shit all over. Actually, it's turkey shit all over her sheets. And the lady, because she has a farm, and she goes running through screaming, like, turkey stink! You threw turkey stink all over my. And I was just like, what?
Turkey stink.
And because I swear to God, like 3 weeks prior, that movie was on, and it was like, turkey beep! And somehow the beep was less offensive.
It is, because it doesn't insult your intelligence.
No, it's just, no.
Anyway.
Turkey stink.
Turkey stink.
If I remember, threw turkey stink all over my sheets.
If I remember to name this one, it'll be turkey stink. Oh my God, Scarface. It's like they're just going more and more feudal.
Like, is the last one like South Park, bigger, longer, and uncut? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Although that airs uncut on Comedy Central, like at midnight,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, 1 a.m.
Oh, nice. Nice selection.
They substitute the word pussy for pineapple, apparently.
In Scarface?
Yeah.
Ba-na-na-na.
I'm just going to skip that. Let's keep going.
Yeah, that's kind of a...
It's just pointless. Number three...
On top of the fact that... Who the fuck's showing this? Like, I noticed that AMC is...
AMC doesn't cut. AMC shows uncut movies.
No, they don't. They edit because they do have commercials in between.
They do cursing. I watched Aliens straight through.
Well, then maybe it's Bravo.
Yeah, Bravo edits.
Yeah, Bravo
AMC is unaltered.
Edits to add more gay people.
Well, I'm curious to see the last three.
They
add Harvey Fierstein into every movie.
Hey!
Oh, yeah, here it is. Number three. This is exactly the one I was going to talk
suspects.
About.
The Usual Suspects?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Give me the keys, you fucking cocksucker. Change this to you fairy godmother.
No, that's good. That works.
I've seen
the keys, you fairy godmother.
That is awful.
I saw that because it was either I was watching it on Bravo or whatever.
The best motherfucker replacement I've ever heard, and I want to say it was a Samuel L. Jackson movie, it might have been Long Kiss Goodnight, was Melon Farmer. and Nickel Plucker. I don't remember what.
Wow, what?
Like
Inward Fucker, I think, is what it was. But
all right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given.
The best part is they all have to say it.
Number one, step forward. Hand me the keys, your fairy godmother.
It's so defeating.
It gets better.
Number two, step forward. Get the freaking keys, you fairy godmother, brother, bugger, don't let it off. Number three, step forward. Have the keys, you godmother. In English,
you godmother.
Excuse me.
Give me the keys, see? Godmother. Turn that off.
Have the keys, you godmother.
Yeah, this is AMC because on the bottom there's an ad for Mad Men.
Well, this is the best one. I don't care what number one is. The Big Lebowski is on here at number two.
Oh, number two? No,
there has never been a better find and replace than...
This is what happens when you find a stranger in the Alps. Oh, it's so good.
My God. That was so surreal.
What were they thinking?
It was almost
What are you doing?
Almost like this was their intention.
You see what happens? You see what happens, Larry? You see what happens? This is what happens, Larry. You see what happens, Larry? You see what happens when you find a stranger in the Alps? This is what happens. You see what happens, Larry?
What? Is he dead?
That makes no sense.
Is he dead? Do you take his food?
I don't know.
Do you cook him and eat him?
You bash his car.
The best. And I think I may have told the story when I first saw this. But I was like I was on minimal sleep.
Was this the valued rug part?
What?
You remember that? My fucking rug. They changed it to my valued rug.
And
valued rug, dude. My valued rug, Walter. Your valued rug, dude.
No, I didn't. No.
Surreal.
I saw this scene, the find a stranger in the Alps.
Yeah.
Like I came home from school.
Like, was I high?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. I was like on minimal sleep. I was like just really in and out of it, and I was in my bedroom. and I was like eating, I don't know, like 99 cent tacos from Jack right. and the Crack.
Oh, and, 3 for $0.99.
Yeah.
Oh.
So like life is, I'm barely clinging on to life by a thread. And I put on the TV and I'm like, oh good, finally something on. And I watch it and that happens and I shit you not, I was like, man, am I hallucinating?
I'm
like
a doctor.
That is too good to have just happened. Like
it's pretty seamless also. You can't really hear the change.
The doctor. The doctor's like, what's wrong with you, sir? She's checking your pupils. Okay, I was watching Big Lebowski, and they go find a stranger in the Alps. Yeah, you're the fourth guy tonight. You're fine.
Oh,
go home.
I just looked
take two of these and call
me
in the morning.
I just looked at number one, and you know what?
You think it's better?
It's a pretty close call.
I don't know what it is yet.
Number one is Die Hard. Yippee-ki-yay,
Mr. Falcon. Okay, yeah.
You know what? I forgot about this one. Damn it.
They couldn't have said Mother Cruncher or Money Lover. No, it's Mr. Falcon.
They pulled ahead by nose because the only reason is because they totally use a different voice actor because you can tell.
Yippee-ki-yay, like, Mr. Falcon.
Yeah.
Mr. Falcon.
Yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Falcon.
It's Falcon.
That's just not even his
Mr.
voice.
Mr. Falcon. Okay, I'm here to read for the part of Bruce in Die Hard. What's the line? Mr. Falcon.
The best part
is Harvey Firestein.
Yeah,
Mr. Falcon.
Why do you want to kill me?
That's Batman Popcorn Mouth. All right, Batman Popcorn Mouth, we need you to read for...
Action.
What do you want to kill me?
That would be funny if that guy showed up.
What happened when you fucking stranger in the Alps, Tony? Larry.
That's...
Alps.
That guy showed up and was like, thought he was auditioning for the part for like... to be in the next Die Hard, then they're like, okay, need you read these lines? And he's like, oh, sweet. And he's like, oh, no, you're just gonna fucking TBS.
Who's
dude.
Mr. Falcon?
Yeah.
There's no one in the movie named Mr. Falcon. I mean, what's my motivation? You're gonna kill Mr. Falcon. Just say the line.
Yeah, no.
The article clarifies, in case anyone is wondering, the bad guy in the film is not named Mr. Falcon. There's no one named Mr. Falcon. Is that a Hudson Hawk reference? What is that?
Oh, okay, that's good.
What are you sending me, jerk?
I'm afraid to click.
I'm not clicking this to tell
what Denise sent me earlier.
What is it?
Oh, it's pretty good.
Is this escaping asshole porn?
No, I can send that to you if you want.
Horror movies.
Okay, wait, we're not there yet. So that's the end of that. Never mind. I was thinking about Batman some more. I'm sorry.
I was thinking about keep going.
Instead of interrogating the Joker, he's interrogating Tom Cruise, asking where Katie Holmes is. No one's seen it. Never mind.
It's where that little boy is.
What little boy?
The one that goes around saying that he's Katie Holmes.
What are we talking about?
I see. I get Eli's reference.
See what I did there?
Congratulations, Eli. The next thing, let's go over these really quick, because the comic today was about Taken and the movie... the idea that there's sort of a subgenre of action movies where it's basically the lone guy that has to kill everybody. And that's the entire movie. And they're
Rambo.
Good, they're bad. So I asked the Fancy Bastards what their favorites of that kind of subgenre are. Let's see what these guys say. Oh, Rambo 4 is number one.
That's Andy. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Not four.
You...
But Rambo invented the idea that, like, one guy has to kill everybody.
Well, yeah, but...
And in the first one, it's the U.S. He's killing us.
Yeah, okay, so you weren't there...
For Rambo. I've still never seen it.
It was... I have it on Blu-ray. You should...
Not that interested, but sure.
You should...
It's important to see it in that...
But
clear,
I wouldn't watch
that kind
it with my
clarity.
Wife. I'd have to watch it with you guys.
What are you talking about? Bring her along.
No, I'm saying we couldn't watch it here. We wouldn't enjoy it. It would just be, like, boring... Unless there was a bunch of people around. Whatever.
Movie night at my house.
You just have to give me a week notice at least. Nah, Escape from L.A. or New York.
No. L.A.
I don't think
L.A. doesn't count.
I don't think it fits.
Escape from New York, yeah.
Okay.
Because
I'd probably mash those two movies up as one movie.
No, L.A. was retarded.
No, I'm saying I just don't remember enough of either of them. Snake Plissken is a thing that I remember.
Just remember the grainy, shitty-looking one as the good one.
I guess. Commando.
Yeah, okay.
He points out some lines. I lied, John. I'm not going to shoot you between the eyes. I'm going to shoot you between the balls. That's pretty good.
Oh my god.
Remember when I said I'd kill you last?
I lied.
Right. Get to the chopper! Can we dub that into every movie he's ever been in, including Kindergarten Cop? And then redub It's Not a Tumor into every other movie he's been in where it's not appropriate? Let's see. I don't give this credit. I'm sorry, but Shoot 'Em Up seemed way too... Blah.
Yeah, that was just...
It was okay.
It was just campy.
It was campy, and...
It was fun.
It was entertaining, but it wasn't... I don't really care to watch it again.
The way I define this genre, though, is it's like you're satisfied at the end. Like, that motherfucker killed everybody in the world, and he won.
Oh, okay. Now, if you're being specific about that, because at the end of Taken, I was spent.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You need to be exhausted by the end of it.
And to be fair, by the end...
Kind of like The Professional, but for a different
reason. By the end of Rambo, I was also exhausted because I haven't laughed that hard that long.
God damn it.
Oh, man. And Denise had to bear witness to...
Oh, my God. Such girlish glee I've never seen from two grown men.
Josh and I were, like, hugging and embracing and jumping in circles.
It was wonderful.
It was magical for them, apparently.
It was. Did you see what the 50 cal did to everybody?
It was me and Rick that were there with you guys when we went to watch that, and me and him were just like, "What the hell is wrong with these guys?"
One guy brings up Die Hard 1, which we just talked about, but that counts. That's one guy against a building.
Yeah, a building.
I mean, he's fighting a building. He wins.
Shoot the glass.
I have diplomatic immunity. If anyone ever tries to mug me, I'm going to say that right before I get stabbed. I have diplomatic immunity.
Yeah, but then they just take your wallet out of your hand.
Yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Falcon. Yippee-ki-yay. Hey, Mr. Falcon. Why don't you go Falcon your mother?
Okay.
Go Falconer in the Alps.
Wow.
We're just talking about mountains. Let's keep going.
What's next? I want to watch Battlestar.
Are you done?
Dude, okay. Not one guy, not necessarily one guy, but maybe at the top of this list, right under some of the more obvious ones for me, is Tombstone. Because it's like four guys have to fucking kill everybody. And so good. I'm so tired of
it. I haven't seen that in so long. I need to see that again.
Tombstone is one of my top five favorite movies.
I was actually going to say...
It's one of the few Westerns that I'm like, fuck yeah!
Oh my god. I drop everything to watch Tombstone.
I was actually going to say...
And kids, that's why the comic's never on time.
Right. Because I'm watching Tombstone at 4 in the morning.
I was actually going to say, along the same lines, is Boondock Saints.
I don't remember any
of that.
Love that movie.
Because those two, like, except up to the very end when they meet the ultimate...
The other guy?
Yeah, the other guy.
Il Duce or whatever?
They're working on the sequel to that now.
They're always working on that sequel.
I'm just saying, that fits in that genre because the whole time you're just like, well, they're just fucking never going to end. That and...
That was good. I felt good about life at the end of that movie.
I can't say...
They killed the cat!
Yeah. I haven't seen it. I've seen it. I don't remember it, so don't talk about it.
The one thing I was also going to say, but I don't know if it really counts as much, but it could have been more, but it was just enough, was like Ronin. Like, De Niro just, at the end, like, De Niro, when you saw that De Niro was in it and he's a badass in the first couple of minutes, you're like, okay, well, he's just going to kick ass the whole way. There's no way he's dying. And that's all you need to know. That and The Professional, which I saw over the weekend.
The Professional is one of the tops of that genre. It's not that he actually spins the whole movie. It's sort of... It doesn't quite fit because he doesn't spend the whole movie killing everybody. It's
no,
actually
but
more
when
of
he,
a love story.
But when he does,
Peter.
He proves that he proves.
Kinda.
Yeah.
At the end, he proves that you can't fuck with him because they send in all the SWAT dudes and then like they all die and then
he learns that trick from Hannibal Lecter of pretending to be one of the injured cops.
No, not that. I'm talking about like when they
Hannibal Lecter fits in this genre. He has to kill everybody.
But he has like when they try to shoot up the apartment. They try to shoot up the apartment in The Professional, and then, like, all those dudes die, and then the dude looks over the corner, and he's like, they're all dead. And he's like, you go. And he, like, turns the corner and puts a gun in his face. And I was like, okay, that's the sign of an ultimate badass.
Do you know how
badass.
Bad I feel for Natalie Portman being in Star Wars? Because in that movie, her first movie, and she's 11 years old, think about her crying under that bed hiding from those killers, how fucking real that was. That was scary. It was so real. The terror that that child conveyed with her acting ability. Yeah. And then she's like, I have love for you in my love heart with my face. No, my love, I love you more than love can love. I love brushing my hair. It's so pretty. I'm pregnant with two babies.
But I have lost the will to live.
She has apparently lost the will to live.
And to Wesley. Love.
She was killed by evil Wesley. She's perfectly healthy, but she's decided to die. There's nothing we can do. No, I'm pretty sure there... No, there's nothing. She's fine, but she's dying apparently, so... Oh, she's dead. I have scapulas for hands.
Maybe the father is you.
Sorry.
Wesley.
Maybe the one who should go first.
Is you.
The one who was waiting for you to meet the first moon.
Yeah, that's right.
I forget how. That line is so convoluted.
You spent all your money getting me gold plated and lowered.
Scangrade!
Sorry.
That motherfucking Scangrade is such a showboat.
Mr. B! Language!
God, I love that show. I could
stand to watch that all the way through again.
In
they
like
have
one
it
sitting.
Up for free somewhere. I have that.
Yeah, something. It's called BitTorrent.
Well, I've got the actual DVDs, which need to be ripped and reprogrammed because they have a fucking ad that you can't skip that's 10 minutes long.
Oh, yeah, I hate that.
At the beginning of every one of them.
It's so
you can't even skip it in a computer.
It's part of the experience.
And it's Canadian, so it's like...
It's all shit you can't get anyway.
Canadian cartoons,
it's
yeah.
Like, what is... What? No. Stop that.
Just proving how much MTV hates their good franchises by never actually releasing that in America.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate
I'm
it.
Saying Battlestar... take precedence over the scary movie list. Can you save that for next post show?
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, what do you guys think? You want to do it?
No.
Battlestar.
It's most it. Of those movies
oh,
we
God,
haven't seen.
Freaks
anything.
Is on this list. Ugh.
Yeah, I've seen clips of that movie. I can't watch
oh,
it ever.
Oh my! Because it's all
ever.
Real.
It's terrible.
It's
no,
real Circus Pinhead people.
Yay, Circus Pinhead people.
This tiny brain. You know they're remaking The Thing. Somebody
again.
Somebody big is doing it. One of our TV people, like J.J. Abrams or somebody, is doing
is
it.
Is that the clown
weird.
One?
No, that's
no,
it.
No, not it. Oh. The Thing. It's got
wrong
like
pronoun.
Like a chud face.
No, this one in the Arctic Snow.
Yeah. Oh, right. But it was perfect. Why would they remake that?
Well, okay, to be fair, like it's already been made twice. Or three times.
Oh, they've actually got on
well,
this
the
list.
The John Carpenter was a remake.
Unchained
oh, really?
Andaloo, yeah. Which is where the almost all the lyrics from Debaser from the Pixies comes from. But it's actually a movie about like slicing open people's eyeballs and stuff.
How wonderful.
Yeah, and it's real.
Why?
By the way.
I'm sorry.
It's what they show in the movie is actually an eyeball getting cut open. And it apparently what they
it's
did.
It's a really good list.
Like pig eyes.
If I remember if I remember appropriately, it's either a pig eye put into someone who is missing an eye or it's a close up of a pig eye and it's not actually in the person's eye socket.
Delicious.
Oh God, have you heard about Irreversible?
Yes.
There's like a brutal 12-minute rape scene that's uncut, and like they wouldn't air it anywhere. It couldn't get into theaters.
This rape is delicious.
Taste-wise.
Okay, but they do have like...
All right, we have to do this, but I don't want to do it now. Let's do Battlestar. Save it. Everybody
I love the image clip they have for Misery, though.
What?
Just the photo.
The hobbling kills me.
Yeah.
Kills me. Oh, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's like 2 seconds from Pay Dirt right there.
I can't, you know, I still can't
it's
watch
so,
that.
It's so hard to...
I saw it once, and every time I closed my eyes, I could see it for like a week.
Yeah.
So I will not, if it comes on TV, I will not watch that scene.
Yeah.
Okay, can I just
it's
comment?
It's too fucking painful.
Can I just comment this list real quick?
Yeah.
What's funny is they show all these images, like the dude's on fire, there's blood on the floor. Blood on this chick's face, everything.
Yeah.
You get down to like number 15, which is Cabin Fever.
Yeah.
And
I've seen that. Have you seen that?
Blocked out the girl's boobies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's blood and.
Because boobies are offensive.
Right. There's blood and like guts.
That scene is.
Everywhere.
It's gross, but it's not as bad as some of these others. She's shaving her legs. She ends up shaving her skin off her legs.
Yeah, I haven't seen
that
any
movie
of this.
Was a trip, though. It's crazy.
You know, Joss is working on a horror movie called Cabin in the Woods. That's his next film.
Is it a horror
Wait,
movie?
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
That I mean, his next movie is a horror movie called Cabin in the Woods.
Weird.
Huh.
I'd be interested to see what he does with that.
No, I think I stumble favorite it. No.
So are we done?
Yeah, we're done.
All right, we're going to watch Battlestar.
Battlestar!
Thank you for donating and subscribing, and for your post-show vaulty goodness. I appreciate it.
We promise the post-show will be better once Battlestar is finished. Because we'll be willing to talk.
No, we did like... Dude, we did over half an hour. We did 45 minutes. We always do. It's easy. This is why the podcast used to be 3.5 hours, because we just keep going.
Because...
You just cut off the last hour.
Right,
and
right.
And you cut off the last hour that's not as good, and then you sell it to people. What? No! What?
Shh! Beep!
Where's your dial tone sound?
You said a thing about dicks.